John's Gospel, there's a very beautiful encounter where Jesus speaks those words. He says, yes, in my Father's house. It's in the midst of a comment on Thomas, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to get there. I don't know the way. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. How powerful it is when you realize it's this habitation, dwelling, that first begins with God coming to dwell in humanity. So the baptism of the Lord, and the Word became flesh. Yes, Scripture says that in John's Gospel. And the Word became flesh and dwelt, made His habitation, made His dwelling. And then in this one that we call the Son of God, what happens is He extends that dwelling to us. That extension of the dwelling, my Father's house, is where Christ dwells. So the grace of baptism, the grace of healing, is that powerful reminder of what God does with healing. Father's house is something more profound than just that heavenly concept. So when we come before the Lord, especially in adoration or the Eucharist, we are invited to sort of acknowledge that. This is a dwelling of the Father. They're going to sing a few more times, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. Maybe you have a sibling or a friend or a family member that's really not welcome at your table, so to speak. Maybe even somebody from your past, and they just are not welcome. But Jesus says, you have a place in my Father's house. I just invite you to sort of receive the song a couple more times, the refrain. Two of my brother priests are here, Father Stokes and Father Sam. They're going to continue with the sacrament of confession. If you haven't had a chance but would like to go, please take advantage. They've come today to really be instruments. Let's just sing a few songs, you know, a few more times as they go with it. And then a minute, we'll have a chance for us to pray over you. Settle your hearts.